Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we have interesting and brilliant John W. Spring here. And John, you sent an article just an hour ago, I guess. You sent it to me on my my emails, linked to both my Hotmail and Gmail accounts. And you have the top of the article says, the president acted with honor at the summit at the Helsinki with Putin and spoke truth. Now, he also gave congratulations to our intel agencies, in fact. So I had a discussion with someone this morning, and they tried to convince me, as I've listened to everything, and I have a pretty close photographic memory, so when I hear the statements by Trump, he made a very strong statement, Trump did, about against collusion. He didn't agree with Putin. He just said Putin made a strong statement. That doesn't mean he agrees with Putin. And Putin, by the way, tried to not accept the paper that Chris Wallace gave him when he did a separate interview after the summit, putting Putin to the task of whether or not his men were in former GRU. Remember, he's a GRU. He was senior intel officer at the GRU in Russia, the intel agency, which is like our FBI or CIA.
Yes.
And the fact is that that Russia has formally, and with the assent of Putin, hacked into our power grid, our water treatment facilities, and our air traffic controllers. And that's going to goddamn stop. Okay, number one, and I have no nice words about it. And Trump needs to come up with future statements, not only backing the intel agencies about the fact they tried to hack in, but they did a poor job. It was like the Keystone Cops hacking into our so-called social media to try to polarize the population. They weren't really trying to actually either push Trump or Clinton. If anything, Putin made the comment that $400 million went into the coffers of the Clinton Foundation after they managed to get this deal for Uranium One. But there's no independent counsel looking to that, is there? This Mueller probe is simply to try to gather enough evidence so they can impeach Trump. That's all it is. It's not to even get indictments against Trump. It's to gather enough information that if Al Green, who we're fighting against with our candidate in the district, is independence for Trump, and we had her on the program just a few weeks ago, Keisha Rogers, that Trump needs to be, in his future statements, a lot more strident against Russia. Russia is not a competitor. They're an enemy. Okay? Yes, they also supplied, as you found out and got intel information I've corroborated, the Rosatom reactors, engines for the rocket systems that Kim has, and the missile guidance systems, which are from the mid-90s from Russia. China's, yes, a player, too, and so are the oligarchs from Russia, and so are the PLA communists, the Chinese, and we should squeeze the hell out of these countries, military and personnel and banking populations, in order to get a quote a deal with North Korea, because North Korea doesn't want a deal if they're sponsors for these nuclear proliferation. Which, by the way, you got to think of North Korea as almost like opening up a Walmart store for proliferating nukes. And they have client states of North Korea, is client states of Iran and Venezuela. Right off the top, it's my suspicion that Brazil is also a client state because it's socialist. Very possible, because they had a nuclear program they stopped about 20 years ago with previous so-called deals. But Brazil is a very big country. They have their own, if you want to call it, advanced aerospace industry down there, including putting up satellites. They're not a bunch of slouches down in Brazil. You might think, oh, they're Brazil. No, these are not stupid people. They're very intelligent. The people, they have to understand, they speak Portuguese. They have very high-level universities. These are well-trained people that have gone to universities in America, and they've gone down in fuses, even like Argentina. The guy from Argentina worked at the Los Alamos reactor, got trapped by thinking he was speaking to an agent of Venezuela, and he offered to build them nukes. And here's a guy with intel information from our nuclear facilities in Los Alamos National Laboratory, and he's actually going to build rocket systems and nuclear devices for Venezuela. And, of course, I heard he only got jailed for like 3 or 4 years in a minimum security prison. And he's coming out, I think, this year. And still, people don't get it. That's why they're on this list here, by the way. It's not just because they have a socialist empire that's collapsing and are begging us to come in and invade the country and get rid of Maduro, who's probably was picked by the previous dictator of the country many years ago before he died. People need to understand what's really going on in the world. Putin is not our competitor, as Trump says. He's our enemy. Yes. Let's face the music, okay, and stop this BS. And same with China. China's not our competitor either in the marketing stage of products. They're our enemy, okay? Yes, they import goods to us that have got toxic chemicals and kids' glasses made for, you know, Star Wars and whatever. But they also send us inferior products, and they literally recycle everything. Most people don't realize a lot of the big train of recycled plastic and other materials goes to China to be recycled and sent back to us as goods. Some of it is inferiorly properly recycled, so it contains heavy metals and radiotoxins and chemicals. In fact, I'd heard that there was a great deal of evidence that a lot of the metal from the World Trade Center got recycled in China and sent back to us as products. Did you know that?
Yes. Dr. Deagle, this has been an ongoing problem. Now, ironically...
Now, by the way, I guarantee you, if Trump listens to the show, he's going to get some what for us today. He did some really good things by having a dialogue with him, but he should have put him on more on the spot. And he should have made him squirm. I didn't see Putin squirming at all. I think Putin walked away like, hey, I got Trump, man. And he doesn't realize he's dealing with the master spin master, Putin, who even suppressed and jailed as the opposition leader who was going to win the election if he actually had a chance to vote and wasn't in prison. Putin is a dictator. Same in China. We have a Xi, an emperor for life. And if you don't understand the suppression of their own populations in Russia and China, you don't understand that they have a cabal trying to come up both against us economically, militarily, and now with the stealing of technology for mind control, they want to get rid of the privacy of even your consciousness so they can control the future. That's what we're facing here, people. And if you don't realize these people are not competitors, they're enemies, you're an idiot. And Trump better smarten up, because he can't be, you know, the thing is, he often will praise his competitors, and that's okay to do on one level, but he should ask some tougher questions, I think.
Yes. Well, one thing to his credit, Dr. Deagle, at the Helsinki summit, was that he did focus in on the Syrian situation. But I think he finally realized what I've been trying to tell him, these are the jewels, basically, to the Mediterranean for Putin, and he's not about to give up his naval base.
Well, first off, his Latakia naval base, because I have Syrian relatives. My grandfather was listed when he came here to North America as a Syrian. He's Syrian-Lebanese. My great-grandfather had the largest caravan that traveled as a basha between Damascus, Syria, and China twice a year. Okay? So I got strong roots, and I know what the hell really happened back there, because they're Syrian Christians, which is the first churches that were founded after the apostles, okay? So I know what's really going on there. I can tell you right now, Bashar al-Assad is not our enemy. He didn't poison his population. He didn't gas his people. What an idiot he'd be as an eye doctor from Britain with a British wife to gas people who's already won the war. And the Russians were collaborating to help us get rid of ISIS. ISIS was actually doing they call selfies, photos, with John McCain, because our government was supporting ISIS. We actually sent material and arms and satellite phones to proxy affiliates of ISIS to make sure those weapons got through to ISIS so that they would try to take down the regime, because we had corporate and other designs to actually remove Bashar al-Assad, not for the sake of the Jews and the Christians, which would be slaughtered in their country. No, 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 they could care a crap about what happens to the Christians, their Syrian Christians or the Jews there, or even other groups that may be small factions that wouldn't be protected when ISIS would take over. No, no, no. We could give a crap because we wanted to put a pipeline right across the northern territory of Syria, which is by their largest city, Aleppo, which is a big industrial center. Damascus, the oldest continuous lived city on the earth. The fact is, it's our interference that actually created the problem, and Putin was actually on the right side of this issue to protect Bashar al-Assad from being regime changed. And it's only Trump that actually put a stop to it, because if Hillary Clinton got in there, they would have proceeded to try to do anything they could, including assassination of Bashar al-Assad, to do our bidding, to make sure they fraction it, Syria into little pieces, and allow the pipeline to go right across from Turkey right through to their proxies in other places in the Arab world. So I have actual photos of the actual lines for the pipeline going across Syria, where these maniacs in the U.S. government and corporations were behind it. So on this issue, Putin is on the right side. Now, they don't want to have a permanent air force or army there. Unfortunately, 200-plus of their so-called mercenaries died at the hands of American soldiers, which, by the way, they shouldn't have had. Those mercenaries were trying to fight not against America, but against the terrorists. So they died fighting terrorists, which we have the same enemy, by the way. Here's the facts, and this is what you, Trump, do not understand yet from your knucklehead advisors around. Number one, if you want to stabilize the Middle East, the first thing you do is have stability between Bashar al-Assad and Israel. Assad has no intention of attacking Israel. None. Zero. Nada. They're only 10 miles from the Israeli border, Damascus, Syria. Unfortunately, the prophecy in the Bible says someday Damascus will be nuked and become a hoot owl place, a place for wild animals, which means our world isn't going to get it. And they're eventually going to do something stupid, which is to destroy Damascus. It also means that people within even northern Israel are going to get wiped out just with the radiation cloud coming from Damascus being destroyed.
Definitely.
Same way as if you attack the Golan Heights, do you think those villages down south of the Golan Heights are going to survive? You got to be kidding. I'm a radiation expert. I can tell you that unfortunately the state of Israel, a great number of the people there, because of our stupid foreign policy. Then we hear stupid comments by Ocasio-Cortez, who says she went to the university and actually studied international affairs, and the idiot makes a statement on the air, and you can tell the interviewer wasn't trying to get her, but she's so stupid she made a comment that Israel is an occupier of Palestine. Are you kidding me? This woman is nuts, and she basically believes in dogma over concepts of logic and evidence. Dogma is more important to her than evidence. And the same way as the people that even are advising Trump. Trump should have been much more strong against Putin. Putin was smickering and laughing. In fact, that's why the media are trying to take him apart, so he has to make big statements today that he supports the intel agencies. Well, if you do, bud, send a formal letter to Putin and make sure it's available to the public that, hey, you've been hacking into our power grid, our air traffic controllers and our water treatment facilities. You're going to stop it or we're going to turn off your tap. We're going to seize your funds to the SWIFT transfer money system, and all your oligarchs are going to starve to death, okay? Trump needs to, if he wants to prove to us he's serious, he's also going to build missile defense, so at some point, the missile attack systems of Russia are going to become null and void, and the gas station that calls itself an empire, which is Russia, has advanced nuclear weapons because we gave it to them in the late 1940s. We even then took our so-called spies, which we actually gave the information, and we literally killed them, our spies, to try to validate that we actually were not giving the information to the Russians, when in actual fact I have air traffic controllers and other people in Alaska that knew damn well that we gave the material, although we took the two so-called spies and we killed them, didn't we?
Yes.
I mean, this is how duplicit our intel agencies are. So when I see Peter Strzok tilting his head forward and crowning his brow so his eyeballs are looking like a wild animal and he's baring his teeth, this guy, if I was there in that intel room, I would have walked up to the bugger on a microphone and slapped him. Now, stop BSing us. We know that you're a monster. But guess what? You're not an anomaly. The whole agency is sick with people like Peter Strzok. In fact, when they get the list of people that have been advising, and I saw this today on the news with the comments by Lisa Page, there's a lot of other advisors besides Strzok that were involved in both the Hillary Clinton email scandal and the Trump Russiagate. And Russiagate, by the way, the global bankers and the maniacs behind it want us to be in conflict with Russia. They don't want us to work things out. They don't want us to tell the Russians to stop this. Because remember, Putin himself is dealing with a bunch of maniac Russian generals that drink too much vodka. Putin doesn't drink. okay, that want to nuke America and want to think that they can be really tough guys. And these Russian idiots don't understand. We already have weaponized space. If they start a war with us, we'll wipe them out. They don't understand this yet, do they? They will disappear in a thermonuclear and a scalar cloud of advanced weapons that can destroy them underground, hit them with gamma rays. They have no freaking clue what America already has, and I know about it because I have above top secret clearance, and I'm going to tell you, Mr. Putin, stop playing your games. Us Americans, we're not stupid. And you want to play with the dragon? If you look from space, guess what America and North America looks like? It looks like a big dragon. We're the dragon. You play with our tail, you die. Okay? And Trump is not going to put a, you know, Trump probably has to put a spin on this because he wants to look like the master negotiator, but he should have been more direct. And I guarantee you, now that the media are going at him because he didn't take a direct enough attack against Putin, Putin's going to get it with numerous news reports and statements and information by Trump that's going to get him. And the first thing was, of course, Chris Wallace's interview that showed that Putin is a duplicitous spin master liar. And he's not our friend. He's an enemy. He's not a competitor. Trump, you're wrong making that statement. What do you think?
Well, I've studied Putin for almost two decades now, and he has a very unique modus operandi. Now, I'm not a neurosurgeon or a psychiatrist or even a psychologist, but he appears to have some of the tendencies of a psychopath.
He is. I can tell you exactly what he is, okay? He's a psychopath, which means he lacks conscience, but he's very intelligent. And he believes in resurgence from Mother Russia. He thinks, for example, Russia should be the premier power of the earth. And he now knows, and they put a lot of money, time, and intellectual effort into making advanced hypersonic cruise missiles that can even fly below radar to nuke us all to hell. Now, he's wanting to make sure and one of the comments he made is he didn't want us to weaponize space. The space fleet that Trump talks about, Space Force, has been up there 40 years. So, Mr. Putin, here's a notice to you, just like the Gorbachev, when he was sitting beside the four-star general that talked to me July 10th, 1994, to when Ronnie Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, we want to build Star Wars. We've been doing it for years. And when he told him what we actually had, Reagan did, you can tell Gorbachev had, as they say, a bird. He literally freaked. I read at the table, at the dinner table, with the four-star general sitting between Gorbachev and Reagan. Okay, and he gave me specific word-for-word detail back in July 10th what happened there. And originally, Reagan was of the word from LaRouche that he wanted to share the space-based anti-missile weapon system. But guess what? The first thing we need to do is put it up to make sure we're totally defended by not only EMP attack, but missile defense, and also start hardening our power grid against a coronal mass ejection like a Carrington event from 1859. Once we have a full defense system, then we can talk to people like Russia and say, guess what? It's like being like Captain America. You can put up your special titanium alloyed shield and we can block all your bullets. Your missile bullets mean nothing anymore. You might as well dismantle them. Now, if you want to do business with us, we're going to set a price for oil and gas so you can actually not starve to death. But if you don't play with us, we're going to seize all your money and all your foreign bank accounts, and you're going to starve to death, Mr. $40 billion Putin, who's got his hands in every single deal Russia has, and all the oligarchs are basically supposedly not a Marxist system. This is a basically almost like the royals of Europe years ago, where the royals get all the money. And I watched this series with the Tudors about King Henry VIII. He wasn't so much about trying to reform the church. He was there about grabbing all the cash that was accumulated over centuries in the monasteries and all the churches, et cetera, across Britain. His own treasury was very low. He said, well, I'm just going to use this modus. He says he was a humanist. He was not a humanist. He was a narcissistic maniac. That's what, you know, I would say the psychology of Vladimir Putin and King Henry VIII, the Tudor, was virtually identical. These are conjoint monsters separated by centuries, aren't they?
Yes, and as a result, we have someone who is highly ambitious, extremely ruthless, and also
very transparent and stupid as hell. He's one of these people that, like Barack Obama, that whenever he enters a room, even if he's dealing with PhDs and multiple specialties, he's always the smartest man in the room. That's what Putin's attitude is. He's an idiot, okay? He's an idiot who thinks he's a super genius, and he thinks that we don't know what the hell he's up to. Guess what? Trump is going to put both left and right testicles in a geopolitical and financial screw, And he's going to start squeezing down on both testicles here in the next few months. But it's going to stop all the cyber attacks and all the BS with Iran. He needs to sit down with Rouhani and put the Russians to task. Justifiably, believe it or not, this is one of the few times where I have to side with the media and the Democrats that the appearance, and this is what we call the optics of this, that Trump should not have said he agrees that Trump has a strong opinion that there was no hacking or whatever manipulation of the not only the election, but also hacking into our power grid. This is not open to opinion. And when Putin wouldn't pick up the papers, this was very embarrassing, but Chris Falls is one of the best interviewers. Trump, you're going to have to backtrack real damn fast to clarify this, because what you did in this settlement there is Putin's laughing his head off, thinking he managed to spin master and get you. He got George Bush Jr. and he got Barack Obama. Both, you know, when he crossed the red line, you know, they did nothing, okay? By the way, it wasn't us that crossed the red line or even Russia. It was the Brits. The Brits actually did this with their White Hats. Try to pretend that Russia would back Bashar al-Assad to use chemical weapons against his own people, and the International Commission found no evidence. So you can see from the perspective of Russia, where 95% of the people in Crimea are asking for his help, he comes in and just annexes the territory, which has always been part of Russia, and then the Donbass kits in eastern Ukraine are being attacked by these maniacs like Kiev, what's his name, we call him the chocolate or prostitution king. That's the illegal director, but with the help of our Orange Revolution State Department, trying to do a regime change in Ukraine. And again, Putin even raised the issue, why is NATO all up to my back doorstep? How come all these nations, that one of the resolutions of the fall of the Soviet Union was, please don't come up my back doorstep and have all the nations join NATO right up to my back doorstep of Russia? I mean, if they want to do that, why don't they let Russia become part of NATO? Which, by the way, to me is really concerning, because NATO is mutating. And this is something where I think also Trump is screwing up. See, the Europeans don't want to have a strong NATO against Russia, right? They want to have a trans-European military force suppress nations that won't leave, like Hungary, Romania, and Italy. Yeah. That's their whole purpose. Their purpose isn't to fight Russia. They figure, well, America will take care of that with our nukes and et cetera. Scare the Russians into not daring ever attacking them through their weapons, which every square inch, by the way, of Europe is covered with weapons that are placed in Kaliningrad, which is the only place that's on the Black Sea. It's territory south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. People don't know geography, do they?
You mean the Baltic Sea?
The Baltic Sea. And so the Baltic Sea,
yes,
access is through Kaliningrad that was acquired after the Second World War.
Yes.
And that territory is armed to the eyeballs with nuclear weapons to strike every square inch of Europe. Europeans are being idiots on this, and they think we're always going to protect them. So they want a trans-European military, which is spending less than 2%, just to suppress nations by co-opting their own military forces. At the same time, this idiot Merkel makes a Russian gas deal when they should be making it with us, because the Russians right now are not our competitors, they're enemies. If they want to do something really bad to Europe, all they have to do is shut off the gas and then attack in the middle of winter.
Yes. By the
right?
way, to change the subject just briefly, just as I was going off the internet after I had written that email that I sent out to you,
right?
It did say that after reviewing the intel that he received from the various intelligence agencies in Washington, that Trump retracted his earlier statement.
That's good. That's good. And he's going to have to retract a lot more. What he needs people like you and me to be his Samuel. Damn it. Now, I don't know if he or his proxies are listening, but as I said before, and I'm going to say it again, Trump, you're president right now. You're a big shot, but you're either going to listen to us now, or you're going to listen at the judgment seat when it's eternity and you're dead. Okay? You're going to listen one way or the other. Now, the problem is right now you did a lot of good things by arranging the summit, and at least the optics, you're trying to see if you can start to arrange a deal with Russia and start the negotiations. But we've got to call the truth. The Russians are dangerous. Putin's even boasted he can attack us from the southern hemisphere with sub-radar hypersonic cruise missiles. And if you don't think the Russians will put satellites up, they have killer satellites to knock our eyes out of our missile defense system, you're an idiot. And Putin makes this stupid statement saying that he wants us to not put anything up. The Russians have been skirting the SALT Treaty for years. They're not adhering to it at all, are they? We decided to build down our systems. They're not deciding to build it down. Now they want to extend SALT? Who cares? The Russians aren't agreeing to follow SALT II Treaty at all, are they?
No, but there are some people in Washington that believe it. And
why do they believe it? You know what? It's like walking to a surgical suite and someone's bleeding out in the operating floor, and no one's putting pressure on the wound before they close the artery that's been lacerated inadvertently in a procedure. And they want to pretend that they believe that everything is fine, the patient is going to survive the operation. They're full of it.
Absolutely.
The fact is that the SALT Treaty has been violated for decades, and no one wants to tell the truth that the Russians are not playing games. They're just doing whatever the hell they please, including spreading nuclear weapons in North Korea that's like the Walmart for nukes. That's why I guarantee you that if Venezuela, one way or the other, either does exchange, for example, people will know this, but one of the largest supplies of uranium outside Saskatchewan, Alberta, which is the highest concentration in the world, is Venezuela. They got lots of uranium, so does North Korea. And people don't understand this, how dangerous this whole regime is. You don't need a whole lot of missiles. If you shoot one EMP nuclear weapon or even put a satellite up with a nuclear device in it, you can blow it and knock out the power grid, and the entire nation will collapse. You don't even need to send a bioweapon in or a nuke or a military site. You just have to hit us with an EMP weapon or a cyber attack. We already have cyber bombs by these freaking Russians already. And Putin isn't being called out on the mat by Trump. Putin needs to be slam dunked. We need to stop saying, hey, you did a great job at the soccer games and so on. So what? You want to be on a big stage. That's why you can see him and Kim just, you know, doing so great they actually got the U.S. president. Now, the optics might look okay, but it's also put us in an embarrassing position. I don't say it was an act of treason like the crazy Democrats, but I think that Trump doesn't get the fact that the optics of this are not just bad, they're catastrophic, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so, Doctor.
They're catastrophic because you think the Russians next week are going to stop cyber-attacking our power grid or our water treatment facilities or air traffic controllers? If they want to shut down our air traffic controllers, they can actually go click, click, bam, and you're going to have jets collide in the air or drones. People don't know this, do they?
No, and it's a very serious situation that can go off at any moment.
At any moment. Listen, we tick them off, we do something they don't like. Give an example. If there's a regime change with Rouhani in Iran, which, by the way, I know a lot of, I have Iranian friends, I can tell you, the Iranians were actually forced into the situation with these extreme Muslim maniacs. In the 70s, after they got rid of their previous Mossadegh, the previous person who was in control before they brought in the nephew of the Shah of Iran, and they made him the Shah there, and then they brought in the Savat, which is this gross military force police, so they just whip into your home and grab you and then torture the hell out of you and then kill you. That's what the Savat did under them. They eventually say, hey, we're taking out the Shah now. We're going to put in the Ayatollah. It was the CIA that did that. Our CIA put in the freaking Ayatollah Khomeini, even copied his audio tape. And they copied copies and copies to make it look like it was a shoddy operation. So that by the time you got the fifth or sixth copy of a copy, you could barely make it out, but it made people angry enough. 1.5 million people showed up in the square in Tehran to welcome the Shah coming to bring a military regime, which is horrendous. The young people, 85% of the people are under 35. They hate this system right now. They're starving. They can't even buy eggs. And the money even we gave under Obama has not improved the cost of living. The people in Iran and Tehran and around the country are starving to death. And we contributed to that with idiot Obama and previous presidents to play games and allow the Russians to do what they want, including rebuilding the Bashar reactor that's got high-grade uranium. And if you don't think, and here's Putin trying to tell us that they're adhering to the treaty and he wants to tell Trump in this so-called press conference that everything's fine, everything's not fine. We can't do it in an on-the-moment inspection of military and non-military sites anywhere in Iran. We can't, okay? And if we even have space-based satellites to tell us that there's high-grade enrichment of uranium, which we can see with the torsion field imaging, we're not going to have the public news people put anybody online, including Trump, about whether or not we actually should be sending a special forces to actually do on-site inspections. So, Russia's not our competitor, they're our enemy. Get it, Trump? Okay, stop BSing and trying to make it look good. It's not a media thing. You're not the apprentice, okay? All right? Let's get real.
Sorry.
Yeah, I better get more real, Mr. Trump, or you're going to blow it. Not only with North Korea, but with these crazy Russians, because they're not our competitors or our enemy. We can make them friends. Cancel. Statements here about Trump, and I want your comment on it, John.
Yes.
I'm extremely concerned about the rise of NATO. Now, people say, oh, it's great. Trump's going to get him to put in more money. Really? Why? And now you got to work backwards in this calculation, like working back in the equation mathematically to say, okay, you got a proving, you go back to words and you're proving to figure out exactly what corollaries are going to get your proving done. What Trump is doing is actually setting up 27 nations to have the most powerful military force on Earth, probably fully integrated with ours. Most people don't realize that the satellite-based system, which is the European-based satellite system for early warning for nuclear missiles, is actually fully integrated with ours. So we're actually connected at the hip with not only Britain, but Europe. That's why I get a kick out of Theresa May. She knows the reality is that Britain can never completely get out of Europe, even if they stop immigration. They're fully integrated into Europe, and the fact is goods go back and forth 10 or 20 times before a product's even finished. So, you know, for Trump to say, oh, we can't have a deal with Brexit with Britain because they're making a deal with Europe, look, America is connected at the hip with the Federal Reserve System, which is a European-based system, with the banking systems that are completely integrated with the reserve system. We're actually part of Europe, okay? Maybe we're separated by the pond, we call it, in Britain and Canada. But the fact is, America is part of this so-called European superstate. And if you pour in all this money to fight, quote, Russia, why? Why don't they make missile warfare obsolete, and then ground-based warfare becomes obsolete? Because the size of the military forces of a combined European military, along with America, makes it impossible for Russia or China, anybody, to try to dominate the Middle East, including Turkey, who has the fourth largest army in the world. So I like to ask the question, like, why would Trump want to pour in $40 more billion into NATO already, and there's more coming, to fight Russia, when in actual fact, if we make deals with Russia and have a missile defense system we share with every nation on Earth, so missile warfare becomes obsolete. That's what we should do. This is what Lyndon LaRouche did 4 decades ago, and he went to prison for it. They actually put him in prison, I think it was 8 years, because he actually said something that made logical, ecological, and we call spiritual sense, is to have missile defense for everybody. So missile warfare would become obsolete. And the fact is, if you take away missile warfare, you don't need to have NATO. In fact, you could actually have Russia become part of it. NATO should be a defense not only of Europe, but defense of Earth. Because our real danger is going to be things like incoming asteroids and first contact with advanced worlds from other parts of the galaxy and cosmos that we are going to come in contact with if we haven't already. And the fact is, we don't understand. They're not going to come here as the former drug discoverer of black holes. Remember our astrophysicist, he said, if you ever come in contact with advanced life from another world, they're going to be predators and they're going to be dangerous. They're not going to be coming here with a bouquet or something nice to say or do. They're going to come here as an enemy. And people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. Now, to try to answer your question, which is somewhat complex, I would say that the only point that Trump made was that the United States has been paying more than its share into NATO.
I would agree with that part, but here's the point. Why do we have a military force still sitting in Germany? What's the point?
Well,
why do we put the Pershing missile system in there? Remember there was a big fight over Pershing and there was a lot of protests against it. Was it Reagan that put in the Pershing system into Europe?
Yes, that's going back a few decades.
Yeah, I know, but guess what? What's the point if you actually make missile warfare obsolete, which, by the way, I talked to the four-star general that talked to between Gorbachev and Reagan back in the early 1980s when he was in power. And the fact is that Lyndon LaRouche wanted to share the missile defense system, which you already had called Brilliant Pebbles, which I've advanced with my laser net interferometry system, which if they deployed it with the Gerald Bull super cannon and plasma rockets, nobody on Earth would need to be worried about a scalar nuclear, biological, or chemical weapon coming in a missile. Yeah. The fact is now with proliferation, we need to make all missile warfare obsolete for every nation on Earth, and then we don't need to worry about Russia or China, because first off, China can't project its navy across the world, and certainly can't project its military to invade, say, California. It's not going to happen. So the fact is warfare then becomes obsolete. Once you make missile warfare obsolete, you don't need to have NATO. NATO can be dissolved. It needs to go away. Rather than pouring in billions of dollars, why don't we, because the fact is this is going to come out of social programs and building infrastructure. The NATO, Europe can't even afford to actually rebuild the homes falling down with the earthquake a year and a half ago, and said, to hell with you, we're not going to give you, Italy, any money to rebuild your water treatment facilities or your homes. If they can't build homes, why are they going to pour billions of dollars into weapons so they can fight a supposed enemy? This is the dialectic of Satan, which is what we're falling into, between creating an enemy, which is Russia, who should be a natural ally. Russia should be a natural ally culturally and otherwise. Russia shouldn't be our enemy. They're making, this is a dialectic of Satan, making Russia an enemy so we can maintain the world not at peace. That's the whole process of demonic control of dialectics. Create a situation of a catastrophe, feed on the catastrophe, pour in billions of dollars to get control of your populations and call it defense when in fact it's offense. They're offensing not against just the Russia, but offensing against the nations that are suppressed. So the trans-European military called NATO is just a suppressed nation so they won't leave. The fact is their own autonomy is being threatened by a trans-European military. They want to literally abscond and pick the military of Austria, Hungary, and Italy and make sure you can't ever leave the European Union as it stands rather than making a new federation that's rational and gives representative government like states in the United States. They don't want that. They want to build up a giant military, and this idiot, Trump, is pushing for more money in NATO. We should withdraw our money. Don't try to increase the other people. Decrease ours. Pull our military out of Germany. Get them the hell out of there. What are they doing in Germany? Why does Germany need our military forces deployed there? We're in 700 military bases around the world. How many trillions, not billions of dollars, does it cost for us to deploy 700 bases around the planet? Are we nuts? Yes. Are we devilish? Yes. Have we promulgated wars and rumors of wars? How many of the last 232 years, I think, what is it now, since our founding of America, has the United States been at war? Damn it, there's an awful lot of years where we've been at war, and very few years we've been at peace, isn't there?
That's true. The last 242 years, we've been at war a good share of the time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is all, by the way, because America is the new Atlantis, according to Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I in Britain, because the British, behind the scenes, are one of the chief reptiles running the planet. And I call them reptiles because it's there. I looked at the Tudors with King Henry VIII, and that monster is virtually identical to Mr. Putin. And I call a psychopathic genius at geopolitical control and deviltry. Okay? That's what we're dealing with.
Yes. Now, regarding SDI, I became very much aware of it when Dr. Edward Teller mentioned it, and later on I had the opportunity to meet a four-star general during the mid-1980s, discussing what was then referred to as Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI, and of course, its opponents referred to it as Star Wars. It seemed to make a lot of logic, and it still does, but I seriously doubt if Admiral Sperling, who's in charge of the Missile Defense Authority, is really doing that much to enhance the research and development.
First off, he's not coming up with public statements to say, firstly, we don't have a defense system. It was the ideas he came up with, like Brilliant Pebbles and other layers, were never developed. And, for example, we have the technology. I know, because I know the specifics. People say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. Guess what? Pretty damn close. I know everything about what missile defense layers we have, including theater air defense and the plasma weapon systems from in Los Alamos, et cetera, in New Mexico. But we didn't build it out. We don't have it on either coast. We don't have it for our allies in Asia, like in Japan. And what we did is we sold the Patriot system to Japan recently. And like even George Bush Sr. wouldn't use the Patriot system when he went into the Middle East. He actually had to back build and build theater air defense before we even decided to invade Iraq. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The reason why they were delayed going to Iraq wasn't because of Iraq. It was because they thought Russia would nuke us, so they put up theater air defense. And they delayed the invasion of Iraq until actually we had the theater air defense system up because they never built the first Patriot system, which is BS. And we sold it this last year in 2017 to Japan, the so-called defense against North Korea's weapons. This is ridiculous. And I'm calling Trump out and all the people in missile defense, you are all liars and manipulators, and you're not really building defense, and you don't want America to be protected, our cities and towns, and our military bases from missile attack. You're not doing the right job. You're liars. How's that?
Right. Now, the system we sold in Japan, I believe, is called a land-based Aegis system.
Yeah, but it's just an advanced Patriot system, which is BS.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Its strike ratio for missiles coming in is like 10 to 30%. So if you send a lot of missiles coming in, you're only going to say, instead of 10 really dead, you're 7 really dead. How's that?
I say, you're right.
I call the really dead ratio is changes, but you're still dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
You like that? You know, a little bit of dark humor sometimes works, doesn't it? You know, reality hurts. I don't take reality. I have a great big club with titanium spikes in it to smash you in the head with the truth. And whether you like it or not, you're going to bleed the truth from your stupid brain. You got to realize our governments over ages have not defended us. They've not deployed missile defense for the planet. They allow the missile warfare because we like the dialectic of the banks running everything. That's what's going on. And Trump's not fixing it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.